time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Off and running. Here we go. Live in Vegas. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, South Point Sportsbook from the VSiN Studios. Good guests on tap today. Soccer picks with Nigel Seeley. In an hour, Jeff Sherman on the program, Westgate Superbook, Anthony Curtis, Mr. Las Vegas advisor in studio today, and Wes Reynolds with his takes and his bets on the Memorial coming up this weekend. Okay, so we will get into recapping a little bit of soccer yesterday and maybe some of the bets that we have on tap for today, Paul, but let's begin with this. We did have some news yesterday in the NBA. I did hear Danny Burke and JVT break it on the edge right here on VSiN later on in the day that Russell Westbrook, who was recently out partying in Las Vegas, don't know if that's where he got it from, but he has come down with COVID-19. By the way, James Harden has still not joined the Rockets in Orlando to this point either. Now, this couple things with this, right? Mm. So they're a couple of weeks away from restarting. But as I look at the standings today and I look at my overall portfolio, I do have the Mavericks at 4-1 to win that division. They're a game and a half back of Houston right now.
Oh, excellent.
And oh, by the way, they are tied. Houston's tied with OKC at 40-24. They're each a game back of Utah, but they're sitting right there at the 5 and the 6. This is really big.
Well, yeah, he says he'll be ready to go, but this is going to be so hard to bet this when they come back that you're not getting a lot of information from the NBA. I mean, there's three guys with the Nuggets who haven't gone to Orlando. Yeah. No explanation, no reason given. What happened over the weekend were three teams canceled practice. It took like about an hour for the news to come out. Okay, just a scheduled day off. Well, we hope. But he was out here at the pool a month ago with no mask. And then everyone is partying, no mask. So, all right, I don't know how we got it, but that's a bad look. So you have that news as well. And then you have Holmes for the Kings who got Postmates and then went down to get the food and then crossed the line. So he's got to be going to quarantine.
Right.
They're not messing around. Good for them. That's what they should do. And then a guy for the Rockets did it too. I think he wanted the chalupa from Taco Bell. So he made a run for the border and then crossed the line as well. So yeah, you got guys here that are going down to get food and crossing the line, breaking the bubble, and they got to look at the quarantine for 10 days.
So I want to know, what is the actual line? What does that mean? Right? And I saw some good reaction on Twitter last night. What happens if LeBron goes over the line? And people were like, then you move it. Right? That's what you do. But is there actual? Do they give you like parameters that you can't actually go across physically? Is it actually, you know what I would do with this if I'm a player? I would be very careful about ordering food out at all. Mm. I mean, I know that people have been joking around saying that we're really slumming it here. The food kind of stinks at this point. If you want to go get delivery, that should be fine. But can you not walk outside? Can you not go to the parking lot?
Why can't they come up to them?
Yeah, where's the spot? Should there not be a delivery zone where everybody can go and I'll meet you out there in 5 minutes to pick up whatever I'm ordering?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I just don't understand how the... Are you a big Uber Eats guy? Are you a Postmates guy?
Off and on.
Yeah, I'm anti-Uber, the whole thing. I mean, the $200 ride to the airport when I was in L.A. last time. Get out of here.
That'll do it for you.
Go
I actually prefer to go pick up food.
So do I. Just,
sometimes they get lost and they don't know where they're going, and then a half an hour later, you're like, okay, the food's cold now. Okay.
I mean, it's delivery. Bring it to me. Why do I got to come down and meet you? Come up to my room. What are we doing? But in any event, I read that. I go, here we go. And then I talked to a guy yesterday who would know. He said, listen, Paulie, they're not going to – a guy who would know, he said, when they're supposed to be on curfew and bed check and all that stuff, they would always sneak the girls up. And the move is, it's not so much the money. As we've talked about, and Brian Windhorst got into this about, okay, you can change a security guard's life. Mm-hmm. What's $10,000 to these guys if you want to, you know, have some girl come up? But it's not that – here's $500, look the other way. It's that – and I didn't think of this. It's, hey – I got a girl coming up through the side, let her through, but I'll take a selfie with you. And he can brag to all his boys. Hey, look at this. For example, it's me and Harden. Look at that. And that's a big deal. They just come out, throw me $500 and then, get one of these, get the picture.
Maybe then
the guy has that, the memories and the photos he can share for a lifetime.
You can share a pair of shoes. You can give the guy a jersey, right? Autograph whatever you like.
You could do that.
Remember, we had that from former NFL player Mike Pritchard like 3 weeks ago with us. He's like, oh, they're going to break the bubble. They're going to have girls in the room.
Oh, yes.
Players, when they have to be locked up like this in dorms, and he said it's going to be like training camp in the NFL.
Yeah.
It will happen. And welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard.
Great point with the shoes and the jerseys.
Of course.
It was like the old Pete Rose Pete Rose used to get his ass kicked betting sports and the horses. And instead of paying the book, he's like, hey, I'll just autograph some balls and bats for you here.
I'll be good.
We'll call it good.
They'll take that at the window.
I'm not going to give you any money here. It's just a bunch of autographed memorabilia. Pete Rose, best wishes. What happened to the eight at the Santa Anita?
All right, sure.
But yeah, that's not good as well. So what an interesting day.
Is there a movie, by the way, that we've seen? Has a movie ever been made? And by the way, email's open, ftm@vsin.com. I was thinking about when I saw this, and Shams broke this with Stadium Sports yesterday. I'm like, this is actually kind of like a movie that definitely exists, but I can't put my finger on it. Because it's not exactly Hunger Games. I'm not going to go that far. But it's like if you cross a line, all of a sudden sirens go off. They start blaring, go get Woods.
No one's called the snitch line yet. Not yet. That's the one update there.
Do we know? Do we know, by the way? Yeah. Was Holmes out there for Sacramento and somebody looked at the dorm. Uh-oh, what do we got going on here? Well, I think he's over the line.
I don't even know how many people know who this guy is. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
But the other reports are that most guys are in shape. And I don't know what to expect when they come back. I really think this is going to be, and there was a good discussion yesterday too with Brian Windhorst about it'll be a good mix. It'll be a mix of summer league, early NBA action, and then like a preseason feel. Because some of these guys will just probably be out there for, have a seed locked up, or once the seed gets locked up, you just go out there for a 20-minute run. Play 15, 20 minutes, right back on the bench. And who knows what the Clippers are going to do with Kawhi. I mean, do they really care about their seed? Why? Who cares? There's no home court. You're all playing in Orlando on the bubble. So what matters is, what does the seed mean?
I guess all it boils down to is which team they would maybe prefer to play in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they have something like that.
And then more bad news for the Lakers. Rondo's out 6-8.
Mm-hmm.
Rondo's out 6-8. No Avery Bradley, although Howard's going to play. So, and then, but AD says, this is great for me. I feel great. I'm healthy.
He did.
100%.
LeBron looks amazing.
Yeah.
So a lot of these guys have actually done a really good job at staying in shape. By the way, Jeff Fogel's been doing a really good job.
Yes.
And you can get his notes every single day at vsin.com/subscribe. He ties in update. He's been covering the coronavirus like a madman, specifically on Twitter. But he ties in like the latest updates and what we have and like quotes from players. And he had a breakdown of what it's like overall in Florida with the different counties. And he points out that not only, NBA players are stuck in this bubble now, but he pointed out today that the Dolphins, Jags, Buccaneers could be in some trouble when it comes to opening training camp. And Dolphins players actually told local media they're not going to be surprised if the scheduled start of training camp on July 28th gets moved back. And that's when he points out that Jacksonville and Tampa Bay could also be in a little bit of trouble with this as well. So that's what we're looking at right now. Today is what, the 14th? That's exactly 2 weeks from today. And Dolphins players are already like, man, you know what?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, it depends how you want to look at it. Yeah, sure. It's a horror show in Florida. Also, the mouth guards. I mean, some of the guys immediately come. Do you understand what's going on? These NFL players, and I don't like it. It's like the P.J. Tucker. Doesn't feel like the NBA to me. Well, no kidding. J.J. Watt. I don't know about the shield, the visor, the new helmet, the mouth guard, all this other business. They're trying to help you out. I mean, at least don't knock it until you try it. The other thing, what happened in California. You got out just in time. California recloses bars, indoor restaurants, and other enclosed businesses, public businesses. Mm. Bars, restaurants, movie theaters, and museums. I don't even know. How many places have the movie theaters open? I see that new Christopher Nolan movie's coming out in a month.
How?
I go, where's that playing?
I mean.
Who's open?
Can you name one theater that's open right now in Las Vegas? I can't. I've never heard, hey, guys, we're open again on Friday night. Yeah. Come and check out whatever. I haven't heard anything.
Can't go down the street and get a Bud Light. I mean, you're going to sit there for 3 hours and watch a new Christopher Nolan movie?
I will say this. When I was in California last week in San Diego, the governor announced, I think it was Tuesday at midnight last week, they came down where all restaurants had to close unless you had the outside dining. And I will say a terrific job because we were like in downtown San Diego and then also Coronado. But they're already kind of equipped to hold and host people on patios and outdoor dining. So every restaurant did that as much as they possibly could. Just so you could have it then outside, maybe on the water, wherever. I don't know. Is any of that closed down too? Because they actually announced all the restaurants. I think it's if you only have indoor capabilities and you're kaput.
One of the best calls of your life. I was quick to dismiss it. I'm like, the kid's out of his mind. He goes, when you go down to San Diego and you check out the gas lamp district, the girls, the hostesses there, all of them are tense. I go, Mitch, cut it out with your hyperbole. Give me I've never seen anything like it.
The hostesses, yeah.
When you go to the Gas Lamp District in San Diego.
Yeah. Walking around.
When you go down, walking to any bar or restaurant. Hey, sir, this way to your table. It's like, oh, my God. Where'd you come from? Right out of a movie.
Every single
Where'd
one.
You come from? Playboy?
Every I mean, place it just, you go.
Oh, God. This is from Jeff Fogel, too, if this can be true. Orlando, 936 new cases Monday, down from Sunday, which was 1371. The entire country of Canada had 560 cases?
Is that right? Oh. That's the number?
That can't... Is that...
That's accurate?
Our friends, yeah.
Again, yeah, I mean...
Our home and native land? True patriot love? Sing the anthem every day, because they deserve it. I mean, if that's true... I mean, I have
no reason to doubt Fogel, because he's been...
The entire country had 560 new cases? Oh...
I mean, if we don't get football, if we can't get football in this country, right? Because numbers continue to go up. And you know why? You know why they're going up? It's pretty easy to kind of tell at this point.
Where was the grilled cheese party? Did you see that? Was that Florida? They had a grilled cheese party. And the owner of the business said, no, it's a no mask party. Come on down, grilled cheese
I
restaurant.
I did see that, yeah.
It's like a grilled cheese restaurant.
There was a bar, I think, in Kentucky that had a no-mask party the other day.
When the SEC commissioner says, folks, we got trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, you would...
Are they going to be okay with not having football in SEC country this year?
God.
No, because I can't wear a stupid mask. You heard about the COVID-19 party that took place, right?
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was last week, I think, when I was on vacation.
Yeah, of course. Sure. God bless Canada.
Sign me up.
Been there many times. Great people.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, well, hockey should work. We got that. I'm so confident in the NFL. Now, is it going to be on time? You know, with training camp, but we're probably not going to have preseason. Will it start on time? I know Mike Florio tweeted the poll question yesterday. We are 2 months away, exactly 2 months. Yesterday was the date?
Yeah.
2 months away from week one starting, and 67% said they don't think it'll start on time. Of the people that responded, last check. 67% said they don't think the NFL will start on time.
I voted yes.
I think it will. Oh,
I think
yeah.
It's going to.
Yeah. They are, yeah, they've great job talking to all these doctors, stuff with the helmets, other safety measures, protocols once a week, big rosters, $4 billion TV contract. Mm-hmm. They also know there's not going to be college football likely. They already have the Saturday plan going. You'll get Monday, Thursday. Christ, put a Friday game up there. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Go Monday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Own it. Record ratings for the NFL. Record ratings.
Yep. So his poll question has about 16, well, a little bit more than 16,000 votes as of right now. The no is, 65% on getting football on week one, 2 months from yesterday. Yes, sitting at about 35%. I would say at this point, cautiously optimistic. I've been very high on the NFL actually starting on time, thinking they would actually get there. Who knows? Maybe I'm out to lunch on this. Maybe we're going to be dead wrong and it gets pushed back and we have a 12-game season. But as of right now, I still think they push forward. Now, it's going to be interesting, though, Paulie,
because they're
not going to have a bubble.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the other thing, this was a put your name on it. It was a guy in the NFL with Anonymous, but he said one thing why they think they'll full steam ahead. Because the draft was so well received, and Goodell is really feeling good about himself right now. Because
when is he not?
Yeah, but it's like, okay, listen, you guys told me no way. You said it was a bad idea, right? And America loved it, and everyone loved it. The GM said, "What are we doing? It's a bad idea." And the GMs loved the draft and how sitting at home and how the public loved it. Said Goodell's going to flex. Say, listen, I told you the draft would work, and look what happened. 8+, we're doing it. We're playing on time. We're going to do this.
Maybe he's a little bit jealous of a guy like Dana White. Thinking to himself, maybe not jealous is probably not the right word, but maybe he watches the UFC and he thinks he can do it. We absolutely can do it. And we're going to show Major League Baseball and the NBA, look, get out of the way. This is going to happen. Tweet from Greg, evidently in Winnipeg. They have 4 active cases right now in that city.
Oh, my God.
4.
How big's Winnipeg?
I think it's like 5. I'm not going to say it all. My guess is 500,000, maybe a little bit more than that.
I've been. Good times. That was good news yesterday with the NBA. They've tested everybody.
No, I know, yeah.
There was only 2 positives. They've tested everybody, and they told them, get the hell out of here. You're going, get out of here. They kicked them out, and then I think that was early, last week, the 7th?
750,000 people in Winnipeg.
4 cases.
Including the suburbs. Okay, yeah.
God bless Canada. Oh, wow. Boy, that is depressing. That is so depressing. I want to walk off the show. God!
I just
always think of Larry David. I can't get that out of my mind. It's like, just forget what's happened the last month or so. Just going back to early March. You were told to sit on the couch and watch television.
Uh-huh.
It's a dream.
To do nothing.
It's a dream.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh, can't wait.
You cannot come to work for the next month.
Sit on the couch and watch net. Catch up on every show ever.
Whatever.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm behind. Everyone tells me this is a good. Oh, I wrote The Wire. Oh, surprise. Whatever it might be. A game of, like Mike Palm, behind, never saw Game of Thrones. Any show you want. Breaking Bad. This is it. It's a dream. Sit on the couch, watch television. I'll show you. Oh, yeah, you will.
So busy.
I'm not going to follow the rules. You're not going to tell me what to do.
I've been working 70-hour weeks my entire life.
Man.
I had never had a chance to watch anything. Now's my chance. Forget it.
God.
How
about this? I was at I had to take the car in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Fletcher Jones, Mercedes, you know, our buddy who came in studio. Great guy. Record month in sales in June. Surprise you?
No.
How about that?
No, because we're shopping around right now ourselves. We went to the
good deals?
Lexus dealership.
Vantage play?
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he basically said the same thing. It's like, you would have no idea how busy we've been.
Are you kidding?
Swear to God.
Why is that? He said they had nothing going on before that, but he said record sales in June.
And then
our buddy, we were going to have him in, but then the bars got shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy...
Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic interview, great stories. The machines were cut in half because of the social distancing. Record drop, record play at his bar, but half the machines. It's like what Steve Sears said last time he was on.
Right.
That several places were reporting that, too, that people finally just caged animals. Once they were let out, it's like, all right, I'm making up for lost time.
It's like Mike Palm, right? At the D, when they had a chance to reopen, he told us that they had basically New Year's Eve type handle.
Yeah.
On some of their days. And then, you know, they're not, I will say this about the South Point today coming in around 3:30. The floor was packed. You name it, craps, roulette, blackjack, every single, I think they had like 20 plus tables open today. And there wasn't like one person there. It was how many ever could be at a blackjack table? Was it three? I counted, I think, 6 or 7 at a craps table.
You're a fan of the mask. What do you think of the V. Stiviano type deal? Remember the guma with Donald Sterling, and she was walking around after the tapes were released with the welder's shield?
You
see the dealers with the V. Stiviano type thing that they have.
You were gone one day. John Brown here went because they were putting them together. Employees were actually like making them here. At the blackjack tables, he went and got one for me, and I put it on. I did a 5-minute segment with it with Euban sitting right there.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't fun.
No.
I think it left like a mark on my forehead after like 5 minutes. Totally uncomfortable. I don't know how people do it.
Mm.
Those stink.
A lot of dealers are wearing the V. Stiviano.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
Uh-huh.
Now here's the deal again. It doesn't matter. Like Westbrook might be able to go out. He says he feels fine, right?
Well,
maybe he can go out there and he could play today and feel nothing. And be totally fine over the next couple of weeks. Hell, he's had it. Now he's out in Las Vegas like a month ago. If he got it here, we don't know. Maybe he got it in Houston or somewhere else. But again, it doesn't matter what we think or anybody thinks of the virus at this point. It's how leagues are going to respond.
Well, sure.
Of course, right?
Then what's the definition of significant?
Mm-hmm.
What's a significant amount of
numbers? He's a pretty big...
Positives.
He's a pretty big name. I know that. Yeah. Yeah. He's not LeBron. He's not Greek Freak, but he's up there.
Yeah. All right. You know, can we pull together? Can we pull together here? La Liga's going to finish their season Sunday. There's only 2 matches left. That's another soccer league that'll finish.
Mm-hmm.
There was some, what was that? New Zealand? There was they had a bunch of fans at was it rugby or something? I don't know. They got like 2 cases. I mean, this is, but Bundesliga done. There's 3 matches left in the Premier League and the Championship League. They're going to go right through. And you watch what happens in September. They'll do it. And they'll have no problem. The Premier League will start their season right up in September, and they'll have fans. And then they'll really have to taste that excrement sandwich then. It's right back into the next season.
Especially if something happens with Major League Baseball.
No one's talking about that. I mean, this is, okay, fingers crossed, let's go. This could be, like you said yesterday, this could be March Madness every day.
Right.
Once we start in August. But, you know, it's a big if. But the NBA, what are they going to do with the next season? The NHL wants to start early December. The NBA wants to come back in December. Well, how's that going to look? When are we going to realistically be able to put fans in stands? I don't know. A year? More than 10,000?
Like 2021, I'm guessing, right? And this whole pipe dream of the NBA starting up again on December 1st, why would they ever come up with that idea? If you know already that you're going to potentially play until October 12th, if there's a Game 7 in the NBA Finals, you think to yourselves, let's go December 1st. What? There's no turnaround whatsoever. You can't possibly do that to anybody involved.
Vicious beats again in soccer, my friend. Vicious beats. What if I told you someone's played 13 straight unders? What if I told you that?
How about that? We have that going on. And also coming up here on Win Lose, the report is in for the overall handle in Colorado's first month of legalized sports betting. Can you guess which sport had more handle than the next four sports combined? We'll give you that answer coming up next here. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always follow us on Twitter at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, and at Paulie Howard. Here we go. It's time for Win Lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them.
Follow the money looks back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Did you have a problem with this? It's not that bad. It is, yeah.
I actually think, did it come through clear on my microphone?
Yeah.
No, it's been bad both times we've
was
done it.
Okay, all right. You don't mind it? I didn't like it. I didn't care
not
for
that
it.
Bad. You know.
Let me see the four. Yeah, you got a big red mark already.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll go away in a little bit. But
it's like the NFL players. I don't like it. Safety. I don't care. That is something.
Get in there, huh?
That is something. Get in there. That's a lot of forehead. This is one of the worst beats I've seen in a long time in soccer. MLS yesterday, Toronto. They led 2-0. DC United had a man sent off in the 46th minute. So they're a man down. They scored in the 84th and the 91st minute to get a draw. They're not two goals with a man down? That is horrific. That is a vicious beat if you had Toronto.
And by the way, that's now... How many of those do we have over the weekend, not including the red cards?
Yeah.
I think you had three examples yesterday of goals coming like 93rd and 97th
right.
minute.
Well, how about this one? How about 95th, 96th minute? Man U, minus 375. What a disastrous day for Man U. Their rivals, Man City, get the appeal heard, overturned. And now they were going to go in third place with a win. And they get an injury late. And Southampton scores on 95th, 96th minute to tie it. Ridiculous. Winsome. Man U, Southampton draw plus 525. And how about this juicy nugget from Mike Palm? That women's league? What is that? The NSWL, whatever? 13 straight soccer unders. Huh. I go back and look and say, yeah, 1-0, 1-0, 0-0, 1-0.
Every match, huh?
13 straight unders with women's soccer. Bad for the books. Real Madrid 220 up to 270 at stations. One more win, and they wrap it up. ton of videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram. Win some. Look at this. Now, how smart? This is a raccoon. And the play-by-play is outstanding where the guy's like, what's he doing? Is he going to get it? Is he going to nail it? And he climbs up there, and he opens the bird feeder with his bottom legs and just unleashes hell. I mean, this is a smart fella here. Look, grabbing up. Look at it. He's on. He uses this. It's like Cirque du Soleil out here. He goes from one. He's hanging on there, and he swings over on the bird feeder, lifts himself up, and then unscrews it with his feet.
Yeah.
And out it comes. Oh, that's awesome.
Hanging on with the front legs. The hind legs are kind of twisting and turning here. The contraption is completely built.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Rascals out of there. Nope. Opens it right up.
That
flip,
and then right
back
I'm
hungry.
Out. I know. That is great. And this is titled When the Fourth Food Delivery of the Day Comes. Oh, no. Look at the bull. The guy can barely get. What are they feeding that animal?
Too much.
Oh, he can barely make it down the steps.
Look at his mouth just.
Oh, no. The big guy. The front porch on the big guy. I hate to see that.
Maybe take him for a walk one day.
Well, that too. And this is, I wanted to share this. How good is this? I moved recently. Look at this. It's the second day in my new place. I'm driving to leave to get something to eat. Okay. All right. We own the streets. We own the streets. Duck crossing. Number one, it's 105 at the time. But look at this. There's like 20 of them. There's like 8 ducks right there. And you're going to wait for us. Walk over, join their friends. See, look at that. See, look at it. Look at the truck. Now, the ducks just walking, crossing the road. We have the right of way.
You know what? They need that dog that watches traffic. For
that's
the cool
right.
Kids.
With they school. Yeah.
All right.
Barks
come
the
on.
Dog.
Ducks
very
are crossing.
Good. Yeah. I will not tell you where I live. The true story. I used to do a show with Mitch. Once a year, we would do the show drunk to raise awareness for New Year's Eve. The DUIs are off the chart. We, for a call a cab, whatever, back in the day. I pulled a crazy Joe DiVola on air. I encourage intruders. I gave out where I lived and the gate code. I could have ruined my... We were so drunk doing... That was a bad idea.
Well, I don't remember that.
Could have ruined our careers.
I was evidently hammered.
I gave out my address and gate code live on the air. I was so drunk. Every year we would do the show drunk once a year.
Yeah. The last time we ever did it, the operations manager pulls me into his office. Never again. And I just looked down and I was like, yeah, that's all you pretty much had to say.
I mean, I can't believe, looking back, how dangerous is that? Yeah. We're doing shots on the air. We're a 3-hour show, Kelly.
It's bad. We're like blacked out an hour in.
happened. No recollection.
I'll give you that nugget on Colorado. This is great on the heaviest bet sport in the first month of legal sports coming up next. Besides Point Spread Weekly, one of the benefits of a VSiN Plus subscription is a midday email with best bets from guests and hosts mentioned during the shows. We also have increased the amount of stats and analysis we post to VSiN.com. Sign up for a risk-free subscription right now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. It is free until August. Again, that's VSiN.com/subscribe. How about this tweet from David Purdom, ESPN Chalk? So, Colorado's first month of legal sports betting is in the books. It goes back to May. 25.6 million bet in Colorado. Pretty decent first month, I'd say. First month again overall. More money was bet on table tennis. $6.6 million, Paulie, on that sport. So more money bet on table tennis than the next four sports combined.
Shut down in some spots while you were away.
I saw that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shenanigans. Sure.
I saw one of the stories.
Absolutely. That's good.
Honestly, I haven't bet it in like a month and a half. But is it back? I don't track it. Is it still available? Do you know at some legal books? Do they put it back up?
I think William Hill still got
it. They still have it. Okay,
I'll have to take a look. Yeah, I'll look today.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it was New Jersey and Colorado. And I think Purdom had something else. Yeah,
okay.
Very good. Soccer today. Nigel coming up. Hottest sports bettor in the world in 25 minutes. One match in the Prem. I mean, look at this now. Chelsea's 850 today. -850. They're laying 2.5 goals against Norwich. They've been relegated. 3 matches left on the season. 5 wins, 6 draws, 24 losses. They've lost 7 in a row. They have scored 2 goals. 2 during the losing streak. Last road win in the Prem, Everton, November 23rd. 2 points since. 2 points since December on the road. I mean, they can name My their God. Score today. Huge one for Chelsea. Look at this. Where is this? Now it's $9? Oh, God. You got to lay 2.5 goals or, you know, the money line's $9. It's also a huge match. You know, it's interesting that these teams trying to get Champions League top 4 in the Prem vomited on themselves. Chelsea lost 3-0 to Sheffield United. Leicester had the horrible loss to Bournemouth. And then the Man U had the draw. So Chelsea has 60 points. Leicester's got 59. Man U has 59. Leicester has a better goal differential. But Leicester plays Man U on the final match of the season. Chelsea plays Norwich, Liverpool, and Wolverhampton. Leicester plays Sheffield, Tottenham, the Man U, as I mentioned. Man U plays Crystal Palace, West Ham, and they go to Leicester to close the season. So, and what are the odds, Kelly? Yeah, Chelsea's $5 at DraftKings to finish top 4. Man U's 335. I'm surprised. Leicester's plus $1.50. That surprises me. Well, it'll probably come down to that. We'll come down likely to that final. Less goal differentials involved with that final match of the season. But just a horrible day for Man U. Weird. Just must win doesn't mean must bet. You saw that.
You see this note from Kelly, our producer? On July 10th, the Wolves were 100-1 to finish top 4.
Really?
They're now 9-1. That was July 10th?
Yes. Wow. That is 4 days ago. Yeah.
How many points back are they? How many are they behind Man U? They're 9-1.
Yeah.
And they were 100. That is a good nugget.
That goes back to Friday.
4 points back.
4 points back now. They were 100-1 on Friday.
Wow.
Now 9-1. Some more things, by the way, on Norwich. Did you see that it's the first team ever to be relegated 5 times in the EPL?
Is it?
5 times now with the relegation.
I hate to see it. They got called up. They were promoted. Aston Villa was promoted. And they're going to be sent down. Sheffield United had a great season. They're 7th. Yeah. So
on the road overall, they have one win, 13 losses.
You know, they beat, did I say this on air? Yeah, they beat Man City. Did I say that yesterday? I forgot. I don't know if that was on air or off air. What do you think that rematch is going to look like? Norwich, somehow, the worst team in the league, beat Man City. They must have been 15-20-1.
I think they were like 15-1, if I recall.
Man City has the return game coming up. That could be 7-0. But
what do you think they're laying in that game?
Oh, my God.
Just on the outright, $22?
They beat everyone 4-5-0?
Mm-hmm.
I'm very intrigued by the Championship League. Nigel has a play coming up in this league. 3 matches left. Leeds the table. 84 points. West Brom, 81. Brentford, they're hot. 78 points. Fulham, 76. Huge match today. Brentford plays Fulham. That's a big match up there for third place. And then at the bottom of the table, Barnsley's the worst team. Luton's got 44. Hull has 45. And all these teams, and I don't know what's going to happen with Wigan, but how about that Wigan story? Can you believe that? I think your vacation just started with that tweet.
Betting
against themselves for regular relegation.
That should have been one of the biggest stories in this country.
Yes, it should have. The guy's got the videotape or the audio right there, the owner talking about it. Well, we went to a Philippines book and bet us to be relegated.
Huge bet to be in, relegation. That's unbelievable. I don't know how that story didn't take off even more.
Yeah.
The Reading match today against Middlesbrough. Reading 3 straight clean sheets, 2 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws since the restart. But over the last 9 league games, 1 win, 4 losses, 4 draws. Paulie, they haven't scored in 263 minutes at home.
Oh, God. Good info. And this is a great bet, by the way. Courtesy of DraftKings, Leeds -225 to win the championship. That's a great bet. They have a 3-point lead, and they have the goal differential. And they still have a cupcake game left. Leeds is going to win it. 225 is the price? That's stealing. In my opinion, that's stealing at DraftKings. How about Hull? 1 win in their last 18 matches.
Yep.
1 win. They are dreadful.
That goes across all competitions, by the way.
But yeah, what do you want to do with Wigan's won 3 of 4, but that's the opponent, though. What do you want to do with Wigan? I can ask Nigel about that. They're $1.25. QPR and Luton. QPR is absolutely quit. They are the team that didn't want to come back and play. Nigel said they've been in total disarray, and he's been right. They've lost 4 of 5. The total is 2.5. Luton averages 3 goals a game in their matches. Mm-hmm. Huddersfield Town, get out of my life. You cost me on Friday. They're near the bottom of the table trying to avoid relegation. They take on Sheffield Wednesday. I got a good nugget on Sheffield Wednesday. 7 of their last 8 league games have gone over 2.5.
Yep.
It's 2.5 over plus 130. Blackburn, Millwall, nothing there. Derby, Cardiff struggled now. And now the top six is in trouble. They're trying to battle getting that top six, getting the playoff. They've lost 2 in a row. And that Fulham, West Brom's huge today.
Gigantic.
Yep, West Brom. And that goes back to why he laid the 220 with Leeds. West Brom's in a tough one with Fulham. Fulham's playing great. 4 in a row for Fulham.
Let me give you their scores over that stretch. 2-1, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0. Yep. They have not allowed a goal in 359 minutes.
Who, Fulham?
Fulham.
8 of the last 10 under 2.5. That's the total today, minus 125 at the Westgate.
I mean, that's pretty good crazy info to go that far.
Yeah.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll go over the betting odds and the course history for the Memorial. This golfer has 2 runner-ups and an 8th-place finish, and yet I want nothing to do with him. Tell you who that is coming up here on Follow the Money. Make sure you're ready for all the action. Sign up for First Bet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Use the promo code VSIN500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up, plus receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. Visit first.bet/bet for more information. That's 1st.com/bet. Again, that's first.com/bet. Promo code is Vegas500. First.com/bet. Promo code Vegas500. Okay, so I know you've looked at this already, the look-ahead schedule for the PGA and the Memorial this weekend. Go ahead, because all we did was complain yesterday about the coverage on golf and how we could not find that playoff.
Imagine if Tiger Woods is in contention on Sunday. CBS gets on the air, 12:30 Pacific, and they have 2.5 hours of coverage. Imagine that. What is CBS showing that is so important? That one of the only few sports we have going, and it's been phenomenal, and Tiger Woods is coming back. It's like we can only do, this case, 2.5 hours of coverage for the final round. The final round. And you come on tape delay. Well, it's already over. And then you only show half the round because it went to the 4-hole playoff.
Right.
Unmitigated disaster. Now it appears, you know, the Golf Channel is actually going to show golf and extended coverage on Thursday and Friday, which is tremendous. But again, I'll believe it when I see it with their outfit that they run. But I look at this guy because I want to look ahead. I'm like, okay, let's see how bad this is. Let me see what CBS is up to. What's so damn important at 9, 10, 11 in the morning
that
they can't go extended? I went to the guide. I see 12:30. They come. There's some table team tennis. Some team tennis run until 12:30. Tiger Woods! What are we doing? Jesus! Common sense.
It's the pandemic.
God.
Okay, adjust the contracts. Show the golf. Get it on TV. I hope that day Tiger is like 4 strokes back to begin the day. And so that means he's not going to be in one of the final groupings. And so when the coverage starts, Tiger is like 8 under for the day. And all of a sudden he's like, he has a chance to win the whole thing and they can show like 2 holes. That's it. That would be great if they could actually have a taste of their own medicine at that point. Oh my, can you imagine the scrambling then? We can't put Tiger on because we don't have coverage. And here he goes. Look at him. He's 5 under on the front 9 today.
Yeah, oh, sure.
What are we going to do?
Very possible. Very possible. We've seen it many times at the Masters. Hole in one. Yes, minus 150. Yeah, what do you think, kid?
Well, this is not my specialty at all.
For the last five tournaments that's happened, and I think three of them on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Right between your eye.
So you've had four losers so far.
Kokrak did it Thursday, that last Thursday, too.
I saw. I noticed that.
Mm-hmm. How do you have a hole-in-one and still go two over for the round? Please. It's an easy course.
Right.
This is strange. You go back-to-back events on the same course. But, man, this is some field.
Oh, man.
This is
awesome.
Some field.
Everybody is in this bad boy.
Yeah, Indy Jeff is fired up, too. Jeff Seeley tomorrow. He's been doing a great job. Matchups, top 10 stuff. See if he can do it again with the 1-2 with the Webb Simpson answer. He's high on answer.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you like? I don't know.
Well,
I think, listen, we all played sports. I think the Justin Thomas thing's going to linger. I mean, that's...
I will not be playing him this week.
Yeah, I don't want any part of him. He's got to be fragile up top.
To bounce back.
Ooh, blew it. He choked.
The next week, same course with this field, and to give it away like he did and to bet on him at plus 950 at some spots, no thank you.
Yeah, that's... Well, I've bounced back before, too. I know all-area, all-conference goalie. Yeah, when I struggled my sophomore year against our rivals, the Tech Tigers. And then I came back, I got the start as a junior and held them to one goal. It was a fluke. I was screened. I couldn't see. Doesn't count. Mm. And we won 4-1, and that's when they had the hot goalie. That's when I made the front page when it said hot goalie.
It's a great story.
I was also suspended when I used my goalie stick to, I can't say that on air what I did with the fans. Got suspended.
People are asking about the drunk show that we did years ago.
Yeah.
If they're like archives, and I'm thinking in my head.
No.
We couldn't even begin right now to say some of the stuff that we said on the air 7-8 years ago.
Good point.
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Mm. I can't tell that story, what I did with my goalies.
Yeah.
I can't tell. Did I tell that on?
You did a long time ago.
Well,
when the show first started, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah. I can't tell that story.
Well, when this show was on just SiriusXM at
F-bombs.
The very beginning, get out of the way.
Get out of the way.
So Patrick Kelly is your defending champion here at the Memorial. He is one of the shortest shots on the board. At DraftKings, he opened up at plus 1650 to win this thing.
Mm.
He's 4-1 to go top five.
He played well last week. Good
He's
close.
2-1 top 10. With that close, by the way, he finished top 20.
Oh.
Which was big to certain bets.
Yep. John Rahm, 20-1, please. I mean, come on.
No, thank
you. What are we doing here with the John Rahm? It's ridiculous.
I have to hear about him every single week, Paul. No, he's a good bet this week. Really, seriously, the talent is there. He's going to put it together. When? When are we going to see this?
He's Anthony Young. Remember the guy for the Cubs who couldn't win a game?
Mets, right?
Guy's got good stuff. He can't win a game.
Right. 20 losses
John Rahm
in a row.
Can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Did it again. He did it again over the weekend. Bad tee shot, slams the club, wheels off. Here we go.
How is the guy 20-1? How? Like every week, it's 14, 16-1. This week, because of a loaded field, there he is at 20-1. Watch him win it this week. Fine. Okay. I'm not going to bet him.
He's got better odds than Webb Simpson.
Yeah. Think about that.
Why? What are we doing here? Tiger 25 feels it's right. He hasn't played in a while.
In that neighborhood, okay. I would say.
Go get him, Tiger. No respect for Koepka. I know a lot of guys who are on Koepka and they love the price. I don't blame them. I mean, he closed 5 under the last 7.
Yeah.
Missed a gimme putt. He would have made the cut, but I mean, he was 4 over at one point and then just ripped up the back 9 on Friday.
I was giddy to see when Jeff Sherman tweeted, I think on Sunday night, that Koepka was going to be in this field because I'm going to bet him. I'm going to be on him this week. There's no question in my mind. And I think it's better that he missed the cut because Koepka, by the way, he's told us like the majors mean more to him than anything. This has the major feel. And by the way, it's like, welcome back, Tiger. You can see like last week, maybe he was trying some new things, goofing around out there. I don't know. But the Memorial, I think, is what he was getting set for this tournament.
How do you feel about Hovland? He played well. It was right there for him Sunday.
Yeah.
Just couldn't make a birdie on the back 9. But you remember, Hovland was 1 over on Thursday. Rough start. He finished 3 under for the round, but he was 1 over. He did not play well on Thursday, and he still could have won the tournament. So Hovland's playing well. I take a look at Hovland.
It seems like he always starts low, then finishes well on the back 9. Anyway, so DeChambeau, where are you at with him? He's 10-1. He's won this event before.
No.
2018. I'm not going to bet him at 10-1.
I don't bet DeChambeau.
You don't like him, huh?
Don't like him. Don't care for him. No value. Everyone bets on him. And, okay, you won the TikTok end tournament. Good for you. He's never finished top 10 in a major. This is a big boy event. You know, I know he's on the Barry Bonds diet, but he can drive the hell out of it, no doubt. But, you know, when it's It's time to get down to business. Can you make the birdie putts? Then I want to see what the score is. I mean, look at the, Glenn, since the restart, look at these scores. 18, 19, 20 under.
Well, they're going to have
What's it going
to
be?
They're going to have to make it much more difficult somehow this week. The pin placement, if they can improve the rough, make it a little bit more difficult, yeah. I guess, to get out of there.
It'd be nice to see 6-7 under.
Put it this way.
Yeah.
On Thursday, it would be nice to not have a leader who's 8 under par.
Yeah.
Can we get the guy to be 2 under or a group of guys to be 2-3 under, and then that's it, move on to Friday. Matt Kuchar's won this outright in 2013. He also has 6 other top 10s, so he plays well here. Tiger, as you know, he's won this event before. Justin Rose, a winner in 2010, and he has 6 other top 10s, did not play well here on this course a week ago, but he has a really good course history. Rory has 4 different top 10s overall. Here's John Rahm, I guess, advanced to me. I'd call this guy 1.0 and Rahm 2.0, whatever. Ricky Fowler has been the runner-up twice, and he has another 8th place finish. You can have him. Again, I was hearing people make the case for him last week.
No. Well, no part of it.
At what point can he maybe actually now contend? He used to contend every single week. Now can he be in the mix on Sunday before he fades away?
Well, I tell you, Webb Simpson's locked in, too.
He's like 25 to 1, I think, in some shops.
It just seems it's like he's got a little DeChambeau in him. In terms of when you watch, it's like every hole, it seems it's a birdie attempt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Webb can knock down his putts, Answers 50 to 1, Burgers 50 to 1, Fowlers 50 to 1, DraftKings, as always, great menu, and they have some phenomenal Tiger props. They got a prop, will Tiger hit in the water? Yes is plus 120, right? Did I see? Yeah, what is that? Yeah. To have 3 consecutive birdies is plus 150. To hit a ball into a water hazard is plus 120. Good idea.
I think it's smart to create as many Tiger props as possible.
Uh-huh.
His first tournament back. We're on answer at 50 to 1. Sabatini, 6 different top 20s. He's played well since the comeback. Jim Furyk, he has a win here, handful of top 10s, and DJ no wins, but a top 8 finisher 3 different times.
You know who's a hot start lately? He's with Phil. And then Phil usually implodes Saturday, Sunday. Or maybe the back, like this past week, the back 9 on Friday. I mean, Phil had it going. Then I just...
Well, he was a leader after 2 days in the tournament 2 weeks ago.
So, Phil's been getting off to decent starts, and then it just unravels.
Mm-hmm. How about Berger? He's playing as well as Webb and pretty much anybody on the planet. Took a couple of weeks off, but he has that stretch going still where he hasn't played a round over par in like 32 rounds. And he's at 50 to 1 at some spots. Comes back now fresh, rested, healthy.
How about a DeChambeau Koepka Tiger run on Sunday? Wouldn't that be something?
I'll take that. What's the grouping that we get on Thursday? We get Koepka, Tiger, and Rory, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think that's the group on Thursday.
Oh, beautiful.
And somehow, I mean, start looking right now so you can find out how to watch.
Well, $9.99. NBC Sports Golf.
They'll have it.
Sports Golf. They deliver.
Only spot, yeah.
So, Mitch, here's a quick handicap for you. 4 of the last 6 at the Memorial end in a playoff. Tack up last week as well. That's 5 of the last 7. DraftKings, you can get plus 400 for it to go end in a playoff.
Wow. That's normally the price I think they've been putting up right since the restart at about 4 to 1 of the playoff.
They have a prop, will there be a 4-man playoff? How good is that? 33 to 1. I got a better shot with Halle Berry. I went to the pool. I feel good.
We'd still get the tape delay golf instead on TV anyway, so.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I know. Imagine that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Up next, Nigel Seeley joins the program. We'll get his best bets on today's soccer card coming up.